And you might like to open your Bible to the first epistle of John in chapter 3. First epistle of John in chapter 3. And if we may, look to the Lord. Our Father, we've opened your word. And here we are. So help us to understand that which you have given, that we might have the benefit, we might have all of the resource and the riches and the reality of truth, of your wonderful person in our little old lives. And our God, we're going to thank you very much. In Christ's name, Spirit of God, in Christ's name, amen. And in our study of the first epistle of John at the moment, and we shared together that the key, if you can, over chapter 3, chapter 4 for a second, and remember that the issue that is being having to dealt with is because of the wonderful person of God in Christ, born in Bethlehem of Judea. That is being opposed by the prince, the ruler of darkness, the devil. The whole system of darkness is opposed to the person of Christ. How do you mean? Oh, we have no problem. John the Baptist could be here, and the Lord Jesus Christ could be Messiah and take on a human house and disappear. Yep, just like an angel. We have no problem with that. Our problem is that John 14, 1 and 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's the problem. And we've been sharing that. So, and keeping that in mind, and so when our Lord Jesus Christ was born, Bethlehem, and Herod got news, the wise men and all of that, and so he sent out his crew to kill every baby 2 years old and under, kill him. He was going to cover his bases, because he didn't know which one was the Messiah. And they tried to kill him. And they tried to kill him. John chapter 5, 18. They were busy the more trying to kill him. Because God in Christ, in the flesh, was unacceptable to humans. Because if that is true, then God is able to go and bring Abel to save Adam and Eve and all the rest of us that would believe God could save us. And therefore, that's unacceptable. It cannot happen. So all the other is fine, but you can't have him. So John, 1 John chapter 3, chapter 4, excuse me, among other places, chapter 4, 1 John 4:3, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So Antichrist, that's it. Spirit of Antichrist. God cannot be understood having entered and being part of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word become flesh. And that was unacceptable. Because he can't go to the cross if he doesn't become perfect human and perfect God in one person. A unique incarnation. Wow. So it has to be. and therefore it is opposed on every hand by the system of darkness and evil. It is opposed. So, why? Because God made us, Genesis 1, in his image and likeness. He made us for himself so that God could be able to take a human being and find his rightful place in their life. That God would be able to be, look at a human and find himself in a most wonderful way, like in a mirror, image and likeness. To be able to humans, for humans, to enjoy the eternal God in an everlasting way, to enjoy God in his fullness. Now, therefore, 1 John is written to overcome and to help the believers at the end of the age, end of the 95 AD, thereabouts, to help the believers understand that the whole system of darkness was ramping up, getting worse and worse, and powerful. And therefore, the 1 John is to help them understand, the believers, to be able to not get seduced mentally, to get sidetracked, to get discouraged, to doubt, to help them. And therefore, 1 John back over to chapter 2, verse 29, and we know that he is righteous. Chapter 2 and verse 29. And we know that he is righteous, and ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. And we shared all that together because we aren't trying to walk around and seeing everything, if I do everything is right, because I'll go bananas doing that. Because everything I do isn't right. So it is, and it's not going to be right. I got an old nature. You do. And I do. We do. We have an old nature. We aren't going to beat that. So God, you aren't saying that. No, no. And we shared all of that together so you see it. When you believe, when you receive Christ as your Savior, you believe. / the word believe, faith. Faith, believe, like this. From the same package, to be persuaded. Believing, believing, believing. Yeah. And we're believing, that's right. And also, and if you believe, your faith is counted for righteousness. So, and all you got to do is what? Walk by faith. That's what you do. Walk by faith. That's what you do. So, and as you walk by faith, God will go, and you're doing the right thing in the right way, because you don't have any righteousness, and neither do I. So we aren't trying to drum up a rightness in and of ourselves, because we don't have that rightness. God is our righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. He's our righteousness. So therefore, God, we're looking to you. And therefore, if we understand that, then we're looking for your soon appearing to come. And as we read that in verse 28, and now little children abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Now, having said that, then here's the believer reading, and the Spirit of God dealing with the hearts way back then and here and even now. And here we are. Now, God, we're looking for your coming. Thank you, we can walk by faith. And we're able to be little children, verse 28. And we're able to enjoy and looking for your soon coming. That's what we're looking for. Therefore, God, you go and bring it home to the heart and with great force. Chapter 3, we share together. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons, the children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And we shared together the love. What kind of strange kind of love is this? The love. Now, it isn't anything like we know. We use the word love, as we shared, and we did all that. No. So, God, what kind of love is it? It's a strange, it's a foreign, alien, an alien kind of love. It's God's kind of love. God is love. God is love. And love, God is love. He wants to love us. He does love us. He died on the cross because he does love us. So therefore, when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we receive his love. What do you mean? God wants us to be saved. Why does he want us to be saved? He created us in his image and likeness to enjoy him. Apart from him, there is nothing. So God, you're going to go and do a wonderful, wonderful thing in our little old head and heart. You're going to go and help us understand that you love us. And all we can do, God, is receive it. And that love is going to do what? Bring us to you. We love him because he first loved us. God's love to me, God's love to us. And what's it do? It brings us back to God. It brings us, makes us children. What kind of love? To make you really, really, really belong to God as family, brethren. God wants you to enjoy a real, right relationship to his wonderful person. For real. You really, 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 really are saved. You really, really, really are a child of God. I don't feel it. You don't need to feel it. I didn't ask you to feel it. I asked you to believe it. That's all I asked you to do, to believe and enjoy what I have done. I have taken you. I've given you this body on planet Earth. God, you did it. You're the creator. No question. And now God, having said that, you want to save us. Right. So when I came to know you as my savior, you did a wonderful thing. You gave me this body to be a child of my parents. And then you saved me on Calvary's cross to be a child of you. So therefore, God, like John 1:12, as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the privilege, the power to become children of God, even to them that believe in his name. So God, you made it so I could become yours. Literally, that's love. Now, and that's what blows the mind away, that God, who we can't see, can't smell, can't taste, can't. We know he is. Flowers, our own bodies, everything says there's God. But we don't want to believe that, Romans 1:18. All of creation says there's God. But we don't want to believe that, Romans 1:18. So therefore, God, we're going to go and be us without you. But God, you made it so that we have to know you in an awesome way, to have a relationship to you that is very, 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 very real and right. Oh. We don't have to feel it, no. And you did that for me. You did that for us when we received you as your Savior. I gave you in John, 1 John chapter 3, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons, the children of God. And now, what else do we know? Well, in verse 1 again quickly, should be called the sons of children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Now, when we shared all that last time, what do you mean? They don't know. Now, I told you that. If you walk around, if you're really saved, now, don't just say, I am saved, I'm a Christian. That won't bother anybody. Nah, that's fine. You know, whatever. A Baptist, Congregationalist, it doesn't matter what. Nah, that's easy. But if you understand, and you really understand, so I just don't say, I believed in Jesus. No, the Lord Jesus Christ has saved me and made me a legitimate, right child of God. I belong to God as my Father. God is my Father. and I have received him as my Savior, and he has made me a legitimate child in his Son. So when God sees Christ, he finds us in Christ, a legitimate child, son of God. That cannot be, but it is. But it is. Yeah. People don't want to believe that. They don't want to believe that's possible. And what's it do? Think of all the reasons. But the reason. If that is to be received and believed, and everyone gets saved, people get saved, the devil in the darkness is facing light, and light condemns the darkness. Light condemns the darkness. Put the light out, cover it, cover your barrel so no one can see the light. But when the light is there, the darkness hates it, because all the darkness in forever, in the deep darkness of Hades and the lake of fire, you can't touch, you can't do a thing to change the light. And the light reveals the darkness, and the darkness has no power. It can't touch light. Light condemns it. So therefore, the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, that kind of mood and movement, that is the issue. That's what we're facing. And that's where it's going to end up with what? The battle of Armageddon and et cetera, et cetera. The devil's going to go with the nations of the world against God. It isn't for it. They don't want to be loved. They don't want to be saved. So therefore, and the problem, doing a step further, in chapter 3, the end of the verse, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. And if you don't know him, how could you possibly know if you don't know him? You're in the dark. You're in the dark. Look over, if you could, over in 2 Corinthians again. You know all these things, just lock them in over and over again. And in 2 Corinthians, and in chapter 4, and you'll remember, verse 6, I'll read verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For reason, God hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and that light hath shined in our hearts. Christ is the light of the world. When I received Christ, the light of the world in my heart, light came in. And to give what person? Christ in the heart, to shine in our hearts, to give the light. What am I supposed to see in the light? The knowledge of the glory of God. Where am I going to see the invisible, awesome, eternal, infinite glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, who became in the flesh, who you received him as your glory. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you the, what? Hope of glory. Yep. I did that. Yep. So what? I did that, said God. So when I received him, I'm able to be able to look to God and trust God as a son. What kind of love is that? It's a very strange kind of love. And because they don't know, like our Lord said in John 8 and all of it, he said, now listen, the Jews were saying, our father is Abraham, etc. No question about that. But you don't know Abraham's God. That's the trouble. You're true. You're a Jew. You're of the tribe of, out of the 12 tribes, of Abraham, that's true, Jacob, true. But you don't know God. You don't know him. You say, I'm a child, my parents are saved. That doesn't make you saved. That doesn't make you saved. You have to be saved. That's what you have to do. So, open it back over to 1 John. And we have this wonderful relationship and fellowship with God. And we are called the children of God, sons of God. We're in the family of God. Now, all of that is for real. That isn't just a lot of words and a lot of pie in the sky by and by. No, it isn't. No. It's straight information telling you. Same as your birth certificate, if you have one. You got a birth certificate, and it tells you the government makes you legal. And you get your birth certificate. And you get your birth certificate. It has your name on it and your whatever else they have, and prostate. Look on the name, birth certificate, and signed or whatever, and that's your birth certificate. That is you. That's a piece of paper. The piece of paper says you really is who you are. Isn't it? If I had your birth certificate, I held it up, wouldn't the birth certificate say the same thing that you are? You're real. The birth certificate says you're real. You're real. God's word says you're real. You're real. You're real. What do you want? I tell you what I did. You received me as your Savior. And there it is. And there you are. Simple. It's for real. Really, really, really. Yeah. So therefore, 1 John, they knew him not. Now, chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons, the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. No. So here we are, us humans, and we're children of God, and we are children of God now. So now, what am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to be a child of God. When? Now. When am I supposed to know, Father? When am I supposed to say that? Father, you say it now. And you know from Romans chapter 8, Galatians chapter 4, the Spirit of God's awesome. You think you get tired, Spirit of God. You keep reminding us. You say it, present tense, command. What do you say? What are you saying, God, to me? Abba, Father. Well, I'm not that stupid. God said, you'd be surprised how stupid you are. Understand? So therefore, I keep saying it. Why? Father, you have a unique relationship that is so foreign to the world you live in, to the reality of religion. It's so foreign, you see, but it's real. And the Spirit of God never quits. Abba, Father. You're a child of God, even though you're in this body and you're a child of the first Adam, but you're also born again, a child of the last Adam, as we shared in Sunday school. Now. And now means now, right now. Whatever you're thinking, not thinking, wondering about, you may even be resting, whatever. You are a child of God if you're saved. Right now. For real. How much of a child of God? A really, really, really child of God. Really, you understand? For real. I don't feel like a child of God. I don't feel anything. No, I don't. But you are. You are. God, what did you ask me to do? Without faith, it's impossible to please me, said God. He that cometh to me, said God, must believe that he is, and that God is a rewarder, a payer in full of those that seek him. So God, I have to believe. Yeah, you better. I keep telling you to believe. I don't quit. Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, over and over and over and over to get it into your, if it's all right to say, thick skull. to get it to sink in, you know. And now, and most of you are convinced that you're everything your birth certificate says. Is that true? I don't have raise of hands. Raise your hand. No, don't. Raise your hand, you know. I don't believe what it says in my birth certificate. It's not true. I'm actually an apple. You see. I just didn't want to get into the other stuff. You got the idea. Yeah. Yeah, for real. And therefore now are you the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what you shall be. So now, God, you're going to go and help us. And you love us. And it isn't based on our understanding. It isn't based on our experience. It's based on the fact that you actually did this. You actually did it. Do you know when you were born, and for a good little while, when you were born, you had no idea that you were born. You understand? When you were born, you had no idea you were born. Now, it's true. So you had your diapers and stuff and hungry. But apart from that, mentally, you didn't know beans. No offense to you. You didn't know anything. You had to be born, wake up, that you're real. You get saved. God wants you to know you're real. And therefore, now are we the sons of God. And in the process, we have this unique relationship that happens to be very, 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 very real. So we want to go and exercise that relationship in a way that honors you, God. So, and therefore, and first in knowing that God is going to do a wonderful thing in our little old heart, and God's going to do that in his most wonderful way. And he's going to help you understand what he told you, what he told the disciples before he went to the cross. He told them what was going to be. John chapter 14 for a moment. And in John chapter 14, I'm picking up, please. And you know, John chapter 14, God, you said they're to know. What are they supposed to know? About 1,000 things here, but here's one way to say it. John chapter 14, picking up in verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long with you, this is Philip, so long with you that thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in my Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works he's doing. He evidences his relationship by way of the works that I do. So, in the first part of verse 10, believest not that I am in the Father, and the Father's in me. Okay, I got that part. So therefore, verse 14, chapter 14, sliding over if I can, picking up please, over in verse 21. Verse 20, 20 first, don't want to leave that out. He that in that day, is coming, Pentecost, when God would make it all real for the believers. On the day of Pentecost, the church began, etc. Verse 21, chapter 14, verse 21. He that hath my commandments, back up. Okay, chapter 14, verse 20. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That's what you're going to know. That I am in my Father, the Father is in me, you are in me, and I am in you. Now, without being too too high an IQ, what does that mean? Well, if God's in what he does what he does in a most wonderful way, God is in the Father, the Father is in God. God the Father is in God the Son. God the Son is in the believing heart. The believing heart is in God the Son. All one. 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 All one. Yep. Just like that. Unique. I'm looking for my little thing just enough to do it, to entertain you. Get the idea. Here you are. And you receive Christ as your Savior. That's good. That's how you get saved. And in the process, Christ is in God, almost, is in God. And where were you? In Christ. Where were you in Christ? And Christ is in God. That's it. That's where you are. Wow. You're a son of God. That's for real. You don't have to be a genius to see it. In me. You are in me, I am in you. So you don't have to be brilliant. The trouble is that it can't be true. It really can't be true. But it is. Now it is true. When is it going to be true? In heaven? It's true now. Now. Not next month. I want to be able to enjoy being saved. I want to enjoy knowing. In the midst of all that I experience, at work, at home, at school, inside, outside, family, friends, enemies, health, wealth, 1,000 things that are real. And this is real. God. Can it be? Yes, it can. Behold, now are you sons, children of God. Now, having said that, you may think that's silly. You think about it. You try to let that sink into your head and mind. You actually have that kind of relationship. When you invited Christ into your heart, when you did that, that's what happened. Here you are, and you invited Christ into your heart. That happened. See? Well, I don't know. My theology doesn't say that. See? But God's Word does. God's Word and God's love did that. That's love. That's what love is, to make you a child of God. Yeah, that's right. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, chapter 14 and in verse 21 again, he that hath my, verse 20, I'll read verse 20 and 21. He that, I'm sort of going back and forth, but hope you're getting a little bit. I'm trying to drive it home. The awesome simplicity. You know from Corinthians, don't let the devil and your old nature rob you from the simplicity that is in Christ. Don't let the system in your heart and in your head rob you from what God has done, something wonderfully, wonderfully simple. I'm in you when you're in me. Don't let that get, don't lose it. What can't be? I don't understand. No, and you don't understand a whole lot. You don't understand very much anyway. I do understand, all right? Go to the Library of Congress, and there you go, and we got how many billion books, whatever they are. And you're going to go, and you're going to go to the books. And now, and start going through the books. How much do you know? Here's all these billions, millions of books. Here they are, thousands of them. How much do you know that's in them? You see, I have books like that. I have thousands of books. I got long books. What do? They tell me, you better understand. You aren't very smart, so you're going to have to trust God. Do you understand? That's what the books tell me. Books line up like this, and they tell me to to trust God. Trust God, why? Because I can never know what's in those books. I couldn't possibly. I got the history of the federal papers and everything. Man, I always wanted to have everything. And time has gone on. I haven't had time to get anything. So what do we do? Well, we just want God. We just know you know. That's right. You say it's impossible. No, why don't you just me? I told you very simply. Don't make your life complicated. I'm in you and you're in me. Abide in me and I abide in you. And you'll bear much fruit. Don't make it complicated. See? Say thank you. And thank you. Thank you. And thank you. That's all. Now don't make it complicated. But. No buts. No buts. Erase them. I got them. Please don't do that, said God. You louse up the thing so much. God wouldn't say louse it up, he'd say it in a better way. You louse up the whole thing. Don't you know what? You're going to be what? You're going to keep reading, 1 John. I'm wondering. Verse 21, chapter 14. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest, make himself known publicly, wonderfully, clearly, myself to him, make myself known. Verse 23. And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And if he's going to honor my word, and my Father will love him. What strange love is this? What kind of foreign love is this? And we will come unto him and make our abode, many abiding places. We're going to make our home in his heart, her heart. That's what I'm going to do. That's strange. That's love. That's what it means. God said, don't you understand? We love him. We're going to find home. We're going to find our home. See, but we're not, I didn't look at you. I can't even take my shirt off and try to see it. I don't see anything except dead skin. You got it? That's all I got. Yeah. And be encouraged because in 1 John, open 1 John again. Sit, haven't done much, but hope you got a little bit. And in the process, love produces a change. And we look, and the more we love God, the more we look to God, the more we learn about God, the more we grow. And therefore, verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. You mean you aren't finished? No. Don't you know that we know that when he shall appear. Remember, over 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, we ashamed before it is coming. Chapter 3, verse 2. And when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And we aren't going to be like this. We're going to be changed. No male and female. We're going to be like him. Like him. Wow. Like him. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. That's where you're headed. So therefore, God will say in Matthew chapter 10 and that, don't worry about what they can do to the body. You can get all kinds of beat up in your body and all kinds of problems. It's only your physical body. It isn't you. You live in this body. So therefore, don't get all upset. We just read it. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So don't do that. No. You have a wonderful relationship to me. And you want, I'm going to get rid of this body. I'm going to get rid of this body. I don't want the body. It belongs in the dust, and it's from dust, is dust, goes back to dust. I want dust, dust. I don't want it. I'm going to give you a body like my son. After all, the head and the body should match. You're his body. Therefore, you should be like him. You'll see him as he is. Wow. Wow. Like what? Over to John, Revelation. Revelation in chapter 1. And in Revelation chapter 1, you remember the Apostle John, in God's dealing with his heart, verse 13, 1 and 13, Revelation, and in the midst of the seven lampstand candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, and his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as the flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of the mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And John said, "Whoa!" And I fell on his feet, verse 17, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forever and forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death." I'm in charge of the living and the dying, the coming and the going. I'm in charge. But God, are we going to be like that? No. No. You're going to be able to go and enjoy a wonderful relationship to God that is able to go. Our God is a consuming fire. And John sees God in Christ as an awesome God. And as you read chapters 3 and 4 and 19, the tribulation, the one dealing is the little Lamb of God who actually is described in chapter 1 of Revelation, verse 14, 15, 16. You're an awesome God. The little Lamb is an awesome God. And thus, we are sheep for the slaughter, but we're more than conquerors, and we're going to be like him. We're going to have a body that is perfectly like his body. We're going to be like him. So when you see him, you'll see us. That's right. We're family. We're children. We're children. We're sons in the Son of God. And the sons match the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. They match him. You don't have to, you'll see his image. You'll see his likeness. In us, we're going to be like him, so that there's no mistake. Are you those people that got saved by the mercy of God and the grace of God in the church age? Yeah, we're those. We aren't like the Old Testament, and we aren't like the tribulation, and we aren't like the kingdom. No, we were saved, and by God's wonderful grace, and he did a wonderful thing and placed us in his wonderful person. All the others are saved, true, but not like us. Not like us. No, you are yet to be changed. Therefore, be a child of God now, because that's where you're headed, to be like him, just like him, to match his body. So when Moses looks at you, he'll know who you belong to. Moses say, "Oh yeah, you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, don't think that Moses is going to do that, please. I have no idea. I know people say, "We're all going to see each other." We are, but I have no idea. I have no idea how my great-great-grandfather, if he was ever saved, I don't even know him. Now, I'm not going to go up there. If you think you're going to go to heaven and say, "Now, where's my mother? Mom, where are you?" You know, I could do that. It's a whole other realm. It's an awesome realm. But you'll know. You'll know. You'll know. Wow. Are you getting there? Now, so back over. If I can, over to seeing it. Over in closing 2 Corinthians. And you'll see it. And you'll see. He that hath this hope in him. Wow. God, we're looking, and you're going to do a wonderful thing to change us. And that's what you're going to do. And we are going to be like you, going to be just like you. So don't try and hang on everything. You know, there's a special vitamin that'll keep you here for 10 more years. And there's a special pill that'll make your skin like a baby skin, you know, baby skin. And if you just take this salve, your body will be whatever. No, don't worry about it. That doesn't mean you don't brush your teeth. You just do what you do. But don't worry about it. You're going to have to get old, and your body shrinks. I know, the whole thing shrinks. It's all gone. Pretty soon it'll be this tall. I'm telling you, it didn't pay to live. Should have died a while ago. Well, things are good. Got the idea? Thank God. So please don't get caught up. It's very simple. I love you. I made you my child now. And I'm going to go and finish the job. And you're going to be so like me that anyone that sees you sees me. And when they see me, they'll know you. They'll know you. And that's your hope. That's a wonderful thing. Now, that guy, what is he talking about? I'm talking about what God has done, and it's finished. And all you can do is don't get caught up in the Antichrist, the mood, the movement that says, no, it couldn't be like that. I beg your pardon, it happens to be like that. And until you tell God to change it, that's the way it's going to be. And you and I don't have any say in it at all. Thank you, God. Keep my hands off of it. Yep. God, do what you're going to do. And God, we haven't done much. I sort of wandered this morning, so I just hope you got a little bit. I'm just trying to tell you, it's so simple and easy and real. And then you want to debate it. What do you want to debate for? Why don't you just enjoy dinner? I'm going to debate whether that's a real carrot, you see. Just eat the dumb carrot and enjoy it, see. God help us. Our Father and God, we thank you for your grace and kindness. And here we are, and we were going to look at Corinthians and all of that. God, we're changed from one image to another, always, always looking to you, always headed in your direction. Now, we're headed in your direction. Now, not yet, but now, here we are on our way. That's where we're headed, God. And help us to enjoy the trip until we reach forever. And God, thank you very much. So we love your appearing, even so come. Therefore, looking unto you, that blessed hope, that we might be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And our God will thank you very, very much for loving us. Thank you, Spirit of God, for just your kindness in it all. God is just little old us and no one else. So thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen.